Human Resources Committee starting immediately in the Senate chamber. Human Resources Committee starting immediately in the Senate chamber.
All right, we're going to call the January 12th Human Resources meeting to order. I would ask my secretary Gina to please take roll silently. And I would entertain a motion at the beginning of the meeting to approve Rule 39 as a Human Resources Committee rule to be used. Senator Sweeney, any opposed? All in favor, hearing no opposed, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Introductions, we have some new individuals. I'll introduce myself. I'm Senator Edler from Senate District 36, and I want to make a special note to our newest members, Senator Trone Garriott. I would like you to take a couple moments to introduce yourself.
Thank you for the opportunity to introduce myself. I'm Sarah Trone Garriott, Senator for District 22, which is the west side of the metro, Clive, Windsor Heights, Waukee, and parts of West Des Moines. And I used to be a hospital chaplain before I served as a parish pastor, before I was a legislator. And I also served on the board of a long-term care facility on the east side called Luther Park. And so issues of health and well-being are very important to me. I also work for the area's largest food pantry network. And so food insecurity issues also are something that are close to my heart.
Thank you and welcome to the Senate Human Resources Committee. Also, we have Senator Green. Please take a moment to introduce yourself.
All right, thank you. I'm from South Fort Dodge, Senate District 24. This will be a completely new topic for me. I'm ag and natural resources is kind of my bread and butter. So I look forward to learning and serving with you guys, and it's such a important committee. So thank you.
Thank you and welcome, Senator Green. And Senator Lofgren, I believe this is your first time on HR.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Actually, when I was in the House for 4 years, I was on Human Resources. So now there, though, Linda Miller had pies the last meeting of the year. So that was always good. You'll probably have maid rights, most likely, knowing you. So, but it's good to be on the committee.
Thank you. Also, I would like to introduce the Vice Chair, Senator Costello. Would you like to make a few comments?
Yeah, just thank you for the opportunity to say hi to everybody. I've been on this committee ever since I started in the House back in, 8 years ago. And so it's an interesting committee. It's sometimes a difficult committee. I like to work together and make sure that we listen to everybody and get all points of view and try and do the best legislation we can to try and meet the needs of the people of Iowa. Thank you.
We have Ranking Member Senator Mathis. Would you like to take a moment?
Thank you, Senator Edler. Yes, I'd like to just take a moment. I'm from Linn County for the new people on the committee, but I would like to urge us to talk about certain topics during the course of the session through Human Services. And some of those include issues around COVID and especially around vaccination distribution. And because we have a new administration coming in, that will affect how CMS and how the CDC looks at vaccine distribution, and we should probably, you know, keep that as part of our topic. We also, where we intersect with education, the schools have a lot of missing kids due to the pandemic, so working with them on that and also on mental health issues, not only within our committee, adult and children, but also students. Who are having some mental health issues right now and how we can facilitate, finding those kids and helping those kids with their mental health issues. And then we've seen the Alcoholic and Beverages Division talk about the increase of alcohol sales. We've had a tremendous amount of substance abuse calls and possibly some testimony from ASAC or some substance abuse groups would be good for us to learn and just update. We also will address telehealth parity. I'm sure, Senator Edler, you and I agree on the premise of telehealth, but maybe some of the particulars or details I hope we can iron out and get that moving forward for everybody across the state. Also expanding access to childcare and improving some reimbursement rates to childcare providers should be on our agenda. The Children's State Board recommendations around children's mental health, the advisory committee that Senator Edler and I serve on, along with two other House members, submitted some recommendations, and we might want to share those with you if I can convince Senator Edler to bring someone in to talk about that. Also, social determinants of health are emerging all across the nation in ways that we can treat patients and ways that patients are receiving the correct health care for the right thing, and also what things affect their health care, whether it's transitive housing, whether it is food insecurity, and all of those things affect people's health and their mental health. And I know that the managed care organizations are starting to address that, and we should be, you know, really at the tip of the spear on that and informed so that we can get ahead of it and we can help guide that. The DHS policy legislation regarding more state employees at IME and fewer contract employees, I know that will be before us, along with healthy moms and babies and maternal health issues, continuing the Family First implementation and rate reviews on other services similar to PMICs, so psychiatric medical institutes for children. I know that DHS will be putting a bill before us and asking us if we'll increase rates to those providers, which have not been increased for a very long time. State medical examiner's office is also short, and the director of DHS will be presenting her case to us, I'm sure, on retaining forensic pathologists. And then the state long-term care ombudsman's office, I'd like to bring that up as a topic and perhaps ask someone from that office to come and speak about what they've been doing in regard to skilled nursing during this pandemic and how they've been able to help facilitate questions, comments, and concerns on their loved ones. And then also emerging issues like biomarkers and other treatments that we had a Zoom call not too long ago on some of the therapeutics that are emerging, not only around COVID, but around a lot of other diseases and things, you know, things that will be emerging like COVID, different strains and mutations. And then lastly, DHS and the Iowa Department of Public Health merge. So if that is to be, the director of DHS currently has a third-party consultant who's looking at the benefits and the challenges and the obstacles around merging those two departments, what it would look like. And we've had some pushback from some of our county public health people around that. So keeping our ears and our eyes open to what the concerns are and what to do best for the people of the state of Iowa. So I'm hoping, Senator Edler, that we can have some of those discussions, and I'll continue open conversation with you as we always have. We may see eye to eye on the topic, but we may not see eye to eye on how we're going to implement it, but you and I always seem to get beyond that and through that. So I hope that we can carry out that same spirit of cooperation with the rest of the committee. Thank you, Senator Edler.
Thank you, Senator Mathis. At this time, I'd also like to introduce my clerk, who will be helping out, Gina Tempest. Also, with staff, we have Josh Bronsink.
He went downstairs.
Oh, he went downstairs. Chris Bell, is she in chamber? No. We have Jess Benson is back with LSA. I'm not sure. Don't see him, and also Chris Euben. With LSA Legal, we have Patty and Dan. I'm not sure if they're here either, but wanted to get recognition out to them. And, you know, thank you, Senator Mathis. Thank you to the members of our committee. You know, I'm honored and excited to be serving with my colleagues on the Human Resources Committee. Look forward to working with and for Iowans to provide an environment that encourages successful outcomes. And you know, we touch a lot of lives in this committee, and I think as long as we're striving to provide that environment for success, we're gonna walk out of here with our heads up knowing we've helped Iowans. So with that, Senator Mathis moves we arise.